Shalom, chaverot yakarot.
Hello, dear friends. Hi again. Before we start our exciting meeting, the women's gathering, we have a surprise, a small surprise, big actually. We have here Efrat, Navon, and Yael Shalev, who will present something special for the entire world. Kli, Yael, Lena introduced us. We're here very happily just for 10 minutes because out of the parental course that we did for parents, we have a very special process for education for women. We call it home education. We all hear what Rav is saying about the change women could do through the home. It's the women's time more than ever, and we think that this course is a jumping start also to do it ourselves and also to bring it out to our happiness. B'nai Baruch and the women organization think it's a very good course and we should all go through it together. Efrat, so before we explain about the course a little bit, we would like to straighten everyone together in the same line through our galaxy. We built this course from one foundation thought, and we wanted to hear what you think about it, and we're going to do this together using the vote button, which says vote, or let's be in Hebrew. Whoever agrees with our thought will click one, and whoever doesn't agree or agrees partially will click two. So please open the small icon of vote, and I will tell you what our thought was. The workshop is the main tool to create connection in the society and change the perception between me to us. Whoever agrees will click one. Whoever doesn't agree, click two. The workshop is the main tool to build connection in the society and change the perception from me to us. If we can see from the broadcast the results, it will be great. Everybody is welcome to vote quickly.
כמה שנים אחורה, לזמן שרב נתן לנו פעם ראשונה את הסדנה.
A few years back, when Rav gave us for the first time the workshop and their rules, remember how difficulties we had, how much resistance, but to our luck, along with this resistance, we had the annulment. And through the transmission stopped. There's no lesson or meeting without the workshop. We realize that the workshop is a great tool to communication in life in general, because the rules of the workshop and to keep them are one of the most unique tools we have to offer to the external audience. And we thought, what did we already learn from using the workshop, from our experience? We learned that we can pass it on as a preparation towards the usage of the workshop. And that's how we built this course. We realized that the workshop rules actually enlighten very special aspects of our relations, any relations. So instead of starting immediately from the workshop and its rules, we start with another way. We start with observation and getting to know those elements in the relations, in life in general, are actually outside this course, and then we start to use the workshop. We call this the lab, but it's actually another name for workshop, and it's entering us into a space where the rules apply. They're actually a conversation rules, but then we realize that these rules actually apply to the rules in the relations to which we spoke about in the beginning. So if in the beginning we talked about the point of resistance, I always have a resistance towards an opinion or a situation or a person, then in the lab, we we introduce the rule, we don't object, and we don't rule out. And then later on, when we talk about equality that exists or does not exist between me and the other people around me, and then we checked the point of uniqueness that each one of us, what is it? How do I come? How do I present myself? So in the lab, we have the rule, we're all equal and very important. And if at the end we observed the completion point, meaning when do I see that something is happening, that it exists exactly how it was supposed to be, when my goal is to reach good relations in the family and in general, then we could see all of us that we're all aspiring to a new mutual feeling, just as the public or the general. So to summarize in one sentence, first of all, observe, realize where the problem is, then go into the lab, understanding that its rules are one-on-one, completing the lacks that we just discovered, and with the feeling that's happening in the workshop, something new is created, a new perception is created. This process is allowing the realization of all of the potential that's embedded in the workshop from the beginning steps of the process, and from there, the sky is the limit. We feel that this course is even more than two birds in one hand, because we both improve our relations in the family, in our partnering, with the education of the children, and we receive a tool and experience to pass on. And this is something very important that we would like to emphasize. This course is built in a way that after you pass it, you can easily learn how to pass it on. So each participant who will be interested can do a very short training and be able to pass on this course in her country, in her language, with emphasis on any specific subject. So let's hear what Rav said in the writers' meeting that took place on the 12th of November. Transmit. Please clip number one. Norma, I have a question. If everything starts from the beginning from home, if a woman can do a world revolution from a basic place from home, true? What is the future of the world, that the whole world will be one family? Norma. So what is the route, or what is the process from this fundamental place, which is home, to a revolution? Because I understand it's a process. Can you depict this process? I don't see a problem here. Imagine to yourself that there is a relation between all of human beings, and we understand what needs to happen in each and every family, in each and every home, with all their children, with all the new generation, and all of us are educating ourselves and the next generation towards this direction. Nice. Beautiful. It comes out beautifully. It comes out as world education together, that each one understands what is happening at their neighbors. The neighbors can be here, they can be over the sea. I don't see any difference. On the contrary, even today, with the communication today between the continents and the families and the humans, the people and countries, we can stabilize all these things really nicely. Now, after we heard this Rav's words and many other things Rav was saying about the special part that us women have starting from home outwards, there's one other foundation idea that we want to get your feedback and vote on. Whoever agrees will click one and vote. Whoever doesn't agree will press two. And our fundamental thought is that us women can connect around dissemination of the workshop as a mutual goal. I repeat, us women can connect around dissemination of the workshop as a common goal. Whoever agrees, vote one. Whoever partially agrees or doesn't agree, vote two. please vote. Yes, so a few technical issues. When and how is this happening? So this is intended to all the women of the world, clear, but for us to be able to close all the technical details on which day and time, we need to know who is interested to take part and in which hours and days is the most convenient. So Sunday will be sent to everyone all over the world, a form where you can fill in your information, where you're from, your language, and of course your preferences to time and day. In any case, we would like you to consider that the course will take place probably around the evening hours of Israel time. Besides that, if anyone has any questions and wants to ask us in the form, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Yael and I are going to go over all the questions and respond to everyone, we promise. We are very excited from this process. We're very excited to go this together with the entire world, with the great women, from the fact that we can later as a group, as a women's group, start world education process. First of all, in our families, and then in dissemination in our countries and in the entire world. Thank you, everyone.
Wow. Thank you, Yael. Thank you, Ifrat. Thank you so much. It was informative. It inspires us, and we can't wait to actually put our names down onto that course. It's going to be very welcome and helpful to all of us. So, sisters, dear women, dear friends of the World Women Kli, the ladies in this current chat are the representatives to the World Women team. Not all of us are here, just a few at the moment. And without further ado, we shall start. So recently, I'm sure that we all are aware of the fact that there has been an urgency that's come through to us, the urgency of which Rav speaks, of our connection. Although we are connected, we certainly need to go deeper. So, in regards to this matter of going deeper in our connection, today we're having a very serious topic, the topic of concern and responsibility. Rav has spoken to the women's organization this week, and I'm sure all of you have seen the clip where he talks about concern and responsibility. And so today we will go forward with a heartfelt plea to connect as one as we scrutinize the topic once again together. We will play our first clip and then do the workshop question. Please, clip one.
You said also that we need to explain to women in the world how the strength is important. How do we need to come out of the hiding the strength? Yes, Rav says that the women's force need to awaken itself. Rav, yes, Norma. So our question, what is missing, Rav? What is missing? We're lacking that women will hear this and understand this, that women will relate to the entire world, supposedly that the whole world is their little children. If women, inside their mind and their heart, and heart and mind, would relate to the world that as our kindergarten, as our children, and it's all a garden of which we are in charge, and we need to manage it. And in this garden, there are prime ministers and wise people and armies, and it doesn't matter. They are our children. That's it. And we need to guard them, to play in a nice, comfortable, correct way. If women would relate to the world this way, it's Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction. Men would not be able to do anything against it, but the opposite. The men would internally be afraid. Afraid, like a child, like a small child. He feels that the mother is behind him. She's guarding him, but also she's following him. Men would be scared, afraid. Men would think. They would feel the hand of the mother that is all the time like this on his shoulder. Sigal Rav, you said it a few times already, and our question is, do we need to pass on or to transfer all the women a process that this will be embedded in us, that will cause us to take action? Because you say and say and say, but at the end of the day you said that you don't feel it like we're doing it. What is the action we need to do, Rav? I don't know. Think, what do you need to do to penetrate this feeling, this emotion, this thought to each and every woman? How to awaken them? Let's say you have a friend, and this friend is not taking care of her child or a few children that are in the kindergarten. How do you talk to her? What are you going to say to her? What will you do with her? How can you reach her? What to do with her? To awaken her to take care of her children in the right way. Otherwise, the world is going to be lost. Because children are like without education.
Now, friends, we have a question for a workshop. Each friend convince your 10 that they should show their concern and responsibility towards humanity. Repeating the question, each friend convince your 10 that they should show their concern and responsibility towards humanity.
So, friends, yes, we are building a world of loving kindness. Those are the words that have been stuck with me this week. And so in that process, everything is going to be revealed about what we need to do and how we need to do it. It's time for all of this to unfold. And so we're going to get all of our instructions along the way. Each of us together, each of us individual, we get to gather all these pieces. And may we have no doubt in this process that we will have all the tools we need and that they will come together, and that together we can make this difference for all humanity to process every choice into unity.
And to be able to form this new world, new era, we need all of us to be united as one, because the strength is from the oneness. And in spirituality, there is no partial, it's the collective, and each and every one of us needs to be 24/7 hands-on, caring for the humanity as if the whole world was our child.
Yes, simply this time came, and woman is the root of the life. And what we usually do in our family, and it's very natural for us, we just need to step up to the next level. The next level is humanity. And Raf was talking about this many, many, many years, that women can do the miracles. And the time simply came. We need to act. Act like there is no tomorrow. We need to take care of our child today.
And we do it together right here and right now. We clearly understand that women is a very powerful source, you know. And Rav said today, If women want, they will do Gmartikun right here and right now. Just let's do it. Continue our efforts.
Yes, friends. We just, you know, the whole world is our family. It's our home. And all we need to do, you know, make an effort to connect, because everything is unfold in a connection between us. That's the most important. Everything, the whole world, new world is in a connection. And by doing what we're doing right now, of course, you know, we can do with an action, we do with in our thought, we do with in the word. So constantly just making efforts to connect, because for every effort, the light comes and changing us, changing our software from reception to bestowal. And that's very important, because if we organize and we just, you know, manage to connect in our 10, then we connect in our, between our 10s, that the whole world is going to be just following us, because we are like a mother for the whole world.
It is so true. And, you know, may each day, may we see how far, how much further each day that we can reveal this unity between us, the unity that already exists, that we want it to emerge from the bottom of our heart and to just overflow into humanity, that they feel every piece in every part of this and that they seek to join us on this path.
Yes, asking the Creator to give us the strength to stay united and to care for the 8 billion as if it was our preferred child. And because without our unification, without our dissemination, without our prayers, men will not know what to do.
Yes, we need to raise this man constantly and make our love and connection so strong that this wave will overflow and go to the whole humanity, because whatever how we love each other and how we love, period, we teach.
Big start, everyone, to throw ideas, and not just ideas, but to stabilize our things, operate a strong voice, like a strong pipe of influence to the entire world, both for men and for women, to everyone. Don't be afraid. It's really go out to the battle in all the languages. In all languages, there's no difference between women to all languages, especially if it's our women. And not our women, them also, they will be included in it very quickly. It's going very in the right direction according to the progress of the society, the world, humanity. There's no one who's taking responsibility over the human progress, and you are creating an organization that's answering to all of these things and raising these problems and knows how to deal with them.
Дорогие подруги, мы переходим ко второму вопросу нашего семинара, и он звучит так. Если бы...
Dear friends, we're moving on to the second question of our workshop, and the question is, if you would feel that the entire world is your kindergarten and all the world is listening to you, what would you do? I repeat the question. If you would feel that the entire world is your kindergarten and all the world is listening to you, what would you do from this moment on, please?
Okay. Okay, that's a great platform right there. All right, so the whole world is listening. And what would we say? We would say that it's time. It's time for all of us as women to open our hearts, to allow this love that we have inside to begin to flow, that yearning that we have for every house to be the one house, to be together, that everyone have the provisions that they need. And together we can do this through our connection. And may they hear and may they do.
Yes, we have to teach in a tender age, which is kindergarten, the importance of loving each other, because the feeling that we are one comes from this love, from this unity, from this concern and mercy. And disseminating, teaching with a tender, loving, motherly hand the whole world is our duty as women. Therefore, first, we have to unite and start doing this kindness and love and unity in our tents.
And we have to reach out women, because women can understand it easily what the children are. And when we are united and when we feel this responsibility, it's so easy to teach, because love has only win-win situation. You can show people how they actually going to win through the collective love, because it's going to give you power, energy, happiness, everything, you name it.
Yes, we must give an example that we and teach everyone that good thoughts not cost any money, but it's really a remedy. You just talk about it, you know. You just talk to each and everyone of humanity and give example about it.
So it probably teaching, you know, acceptance, because each and everyone is a part of me. So if we just perceive that world, you know, between us, that everyone is a part of me, I just cannot deprive, you know, my other part from something or hate that part. I have to just accept it. I have to nourish that part. And this is it's a remedy. It's a remedy because the world is one, creator is one. And of course, you know, between us, asking the force for the help and making those effort of acceptance, of just, you know, feeling that everyone is a part of me. That's, you know, the most important. Maybe sometimes, you know, like do this on purpose, not even feeling that it's my part. But, you know, playing the game, let's just pretend that, you know, everyone who I meet today, that's a part of me. How I'm going to feel about that? And how it's going to be felt if I just accept everyone and just try to nourish everyone and, this can be, you know, like the beginning when we start feeling that the whole world is one, and this way a creator will respond, you know, toward that, you know, with his force and unlock for us with force of bestowal. And that is going to be different picture, different story, and a new world will
нашими впечатлениями от обсуждения и Симонетта из итальянского.
Share our impressions and start with Italy group, please.
Симонетта.
Okay, adesso va bene? Ok, perfetto. Grazie, scusa.
Ok, is it okay now?
Allora, direi che siamo tutti una famiglia.
Sorry.
Il mondo mondo è globale.
I would tell them that we're all one family, that the global and jungle world is connected, that our strength is together with everyone, that we're all connected to one big family. I would invite everyone to our courses that explain about our nature and the purpose of creation and what to do to reach this goal, that it's all in the connection between us. I would show the collaboration in nature from which we need to learn. I would talk about how to work on the relations between us, that this is the place where we can learn together how to relate to one another the best way, where love is the connecting driver. I would explain how we can feel it through our nature and the memory on how good it was to worry about one another when we were wrapped in around, embraced with those connections. I would invite them to experience in the relations where I'm giving and the other one with great joy. And I would explain how we can maintain these warm relations until this kindergarten becomes a place where we experience connection and love towards others, and we're going to put the right intention until it will become love for everyone. I would say that if we experience love to others through this feeling of being the mother of everyone, we can attain this love to everyone. With this warm and love, everyone's going to have life full of joy. What would you like to happen that we're not doing right now? First of all, we need to write down in a wise, smart way and also simple what we're now talking about the woman's role in the world, how the world is about to feel the force of a woman, that all men have a very clear rishimo from the mother, and even if he wasn't educated in the mother's house, who educated him, nonetheless, it's still inside the man. And it's in the man. And because it's coming from the nature that he must, like a small child, to be born from a woman and to listen to her and to be dependent on her, like a baby who is crying and wants to be on his mother's arms and eat mother, mother, mother. Same for a man who is grown. You can see, you can talk in the audience with whoever you want, they will all tell you the same thing. We are afraid of our women. Yes, that's how it is. At home, the women rules. The home is the entire world, really. The fact that they're playing on the side with different armies and soccer, that's on the side. And the woman also is looking at those things in that way. It's altogether a game. That's it. So we have to explain this to women, write about it, and then we will see how this connection is going to be the right, good, convincing. Yes, a few pages. Let's do it. Let's relate to what Rav is saying very seriously. Let's understand that our role to take care of the world and strengthen each other so that our voice will be heard. We're asking each and every one to write a letter like Rav proposed in a simple and smart way, a letter to all women where we explain what is the woman's role in the world. This is how we will make it clear to ourselves and scrutinize in the tense how the world is about to feel the power of women and their care to the world. You can share the letter with the 10 and to connect it to a spreadsheet we will send to you during the week.
А сейчас, дорогие подруги, мы переходим к очень
значительному
действию нашей молитве благодарности Творцу. Как одна единая женщина.
Of gratitude to the Creator who is good, that does good, that loves us. One woman with one wonderful heart to answer to the Creator.
Cast away the darkness, dazzle line in our sight.